Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We have a wealth of talent in our backyard, and this morning we are welcoming back a soulful powerhouse along with her big band. Katie Nipp is a three-time top 10 Billboard Blues Albums artist known for her powerful vocals and multi-instrumental talent. She's bringing her big band performance back to the Sophia Theater in Sacramento this weekend on Saturday and also raising funds for her upcoming album. Katie and drummer Neil Campesino join us now. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you two in person. Thanks for making the trip.
You
know,
too.
Katie, we were just talking about the last time you joined us on Insight was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
November of 2021. And you've been very busy since then. How's it been going?
It's been magical. We had such a good summer. We played Mammoth Bluesapalooza, and it was just yeah, we've had a great time.
And this weekend at the Sophia is going to be the biggest show of the year for
yes.
Katie Nipp and the big band. Just tell us about it. Preview what people are going to experience. There's a lot of good times, a lot of good energy.
Yeah, so kicking off the night is the Crescent Cats Band. So they've got just this great old-timey thing going on led by Greg Sabin and Justin Au and Brandon Au and Patrick Skiffington are in that group. And so then we're going to have our band, which consists of Neil Campesano on drums, Jen Rund on bass, Chris Martinez on guitar, Justin Au on trumpet, Brandon Au on trombone, Raul Sandoval on saxophone, and Steve Utstein on the Hammond. And all these guys are just so amazing. Steve actually was in Buddy Guy's house band for many years. He's toured with everybody. I am surrounded by magic. And they lift me up, and it's just going to be so much fun. And we're going to have a few surprise special guests. And since it's a surprise, I'm not going to say it. You're just going to have to come.
And we do have a little teaser of that magic that's going to be taking place at the Sophia. We're going to play some clips in just a moment. But Neil, how did you become connected with Katie?
I actually met Katie at the Torch Club right here in Sacramento. I went out to see my buddy's band, and Katie was playing. And she was just playing solo. She finished playing, and I walked right up to her. I'm like, that was really, really cool. Do you need a drummer? And a month later, I was in the studio with her recording. So it was that was 5 years ago,
a little over five years ago.
So yeah, it's been a great partnership. It's been a lot of fun working with her.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen to the first song. This one is You Make It So Hard to Sing the Blues. I think it would be very difficult to sit in your seat when watching you all perform.
Yeah, I'm already picky about things I wish I had done differently, but that's okay. That's a live record right there, so.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun to dance to. I was also reading your bio on your website, and you mentioned how, like, when you were 10 years old, you played the clarinet in mm-hmm. your elementary school. And then now, obviously, like, you know, years later, you have a beautiful, powerful voice with a big band. I mean, what took you from 10 years old playing, you know, one instrument to now, you know, this is a very successful and entertaining career that you've had?
Well, I remember in fifth grade, they said, well, you can either do choir or band. And I said, well, I'll do choir. and I got to sing some solos, and I was like, ah, oh, this is really fun. I think I'm going to stick with this. And then time went on. I got a music degree, and just it's been fun. I've been independent this whole time, recording and just one foot in front of the other, just growing.
What keeps you doing it?
The love, the feelings, the people that enter my life, whether it's the band or the fans or, you know, all of my radio DJ friends all over the world. It's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. And then inspiring people, too. If I inspire just one person a day, that's such a gift to get to do.
Well, let's listen to the next song. That is Chamomile and Cocaine.
I'm your chamomile and I'm your cocaine. I wear my hair like lingerie. I got a voice that's like creme brulee, and I'm coming at ya. Been saying the blues since the age of 13. No time for BS, you know what I mean. I got one foot on the tambourine. I'm in the good crap on TV. Then he poured himself another drink and asked me who has time to listen anyway. Well, I do. 'Cause I wanna dive in that murky lake, taste the bad water, spit it out and start again.
All right, Neil, so there's eight of you on stage. How does it feel?
Oh, it's amazing with that many players on stage. It's just so much fun. You can, like, you just sit there and you get to listen to everybody playing. So it's a lot of fun with that many people on stage.
How did this song come together, Katie?
The song we were just listening to? Oh, I felt like a kid on a trampoline, and I just started pounding on the piano and singing about my multiple personalities. I was like, this is really fun. Let's do this. You know, obviously, cocaine is not, it's just a metaphor for having a spunky attitude.
Yeah. Well, that spunkiness.
Sell drugs.
Yeah. Certainly worked well for you over the years. You know, you're saying that this song started off of the piano. And then how do you go into incorporating all of the other instruments with the band?
I'll usually send them a raw recording from my phone and just be like, hey, here's the vibe I'm going for. And they're so smart. They come up with their own parts. And if for some reason something doesn't fit, we try something else, or I'll suggest something else. But that usually doesn't even have to happen. You know, I didn't get a degree in bass, so why should I tell the bass player what to play? You know, same with drums and all the other instruments. So I trust them. They're just great.
So, Neil, like, what do you take from Katie when, for example, for this song, and then you put your own spin on it?
Yeah, it's more just take the vibe of what she's doing and put something to it. There was a few songs on The Well that when we went to the studio to record them, it was over COVID, so we didn't get to rehearse. So I literally got a phone recording. You can hear our kids in the background. And we went into the studio, and some of the songs, we used the first take, the first time we ever played the song all together. And it was just magical. It was amazing. So it's just so much fun to just put stuff to her music.
And given that you've been with the band for 5 years, I mean, obviously, like, there was the pandemic and COVID. I mean, when you joined us 2 years ago, we did this conversation over Zoom. So much has changed since that time. I would imagine the last year or so performing has just been, you know.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Invaluable.
Yeah, it really has been amazing. And the fans and the people have been itching to see live music. And that still feels like that, even, you know, since everything opened up a while ago. It still feels that people are just itching for live music. So it feels good.
And you must be so excited about this weekend on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really am. And I'm hoping we can sell it out, because after I pay everybody, if there's anything left, it's going straight to Album 8, which I'm really excited about, because I'm finally able to take my time a little bit more with this record. We have the famous Pancho Tomaselli on bass for that one. And he's kind of co-producing with me as well. He's toured with Tower of Power and lots of folks, War, and
you know, little names.
So it's fun. We're really digging our teeth into these new songs. I'm doing stuff I've never done before. I'm a closet opera singer, but I found a little tiny spot for an Italian aria in the back of a mix, and we're just going to get really adventurous on this one.
Awesome. We are going to close with Bluebird Street, but before we start it, how do you describe this song? How'd it come together?
Oh, this song's over 20 years old. I saw Wilco live, and I wrote it after that concert. It's the most simple song ever. It's just two chords, and it's all about the vibe, really. With the whole band. It's not something that I ever play solo, because it's actually meant to kind of feature soloists like Chris Martinez on guitar and stuff. So
let's take a listen. And Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It's going to
be an awesome time Saturday at the Sophia.
Tickets at bstreettheater.org.
That is Katie Knipp and Neil Campisano. They're going to be bringing their big band sound to the Sophia on Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets still for sale. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.